This is what I deal with. This is the shit that I deal with when I'm trying to produce a professional podcast. You know he told them to do that.
Yes, of course he did. This is the man that made our entire audience walk out in Vegas, Adam.
He says, okay, now we're not going to say anything at all. And
his name is not Big Fatty. His name is Loki. He's the god of mischief. That's what he does.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's the god of mischief. That's what he does.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3422 of the BFO for Thursday, the 18th of March, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we're going to finish up with the dangling Miss Bacon call. Hello! Hello, hellos! Betty? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all are hellos today because I couldn't think of anything else because I'm old and the old gal drinks. But y'all... Trying to think here for a second. Don't think there's anything I need to tell you about except about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke with you yesterday, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by. Y'all, he'd gotten a haircut. It was very fetching. Very fetching. And Big Fatty, you sound creepy. Very creepy. But he stopped by and we chitter-chatted a little while. And I asked him if he had gotten his stimulus. Big Fatty, you are vulgar. No, the stimulus check. Oh, never mind. And he said he was supposed to be getting it on hump day. I don't know. Sometimes it's supposed to be posted. Sometime this week. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I hadn't gotten any kind of notice or anything. So, y'all, he says, well, you can go on the www and find out what the status is. And, y'all, we went on there, and y'all, I couldn't get it to work. And young Nicholas tried, and I had already fucked it up so many times it wouldn't let him even try. But anyway... I think everybody else I know has already received notice they're getting their stimuli, and so anyway, he stayed for a little while, and then I had some of my cone beef and cabbage stew. Y'all put some of that separate cabbage in there that with the Irish butter in it. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. And y'all watch the TV machine. Y'all been watching that To Tell the Truth. And y'all, it's not bad. All they do is get on there and laugh. And everything, but I watched like two or three episodes of it, and then I went to bed, slept very well, had both windows open in the chamber, and y'all, then I woke up woke up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning, and I was able to get my credit for standing. Big Fatty, you didn't get up before 7. Well, you know, we have a way of making things stay. Ah, Big Fatty. Y'all, before I forget it, y'all, that Cronehaven. Cronehaven, the mysterious Cronehaven announced that she's gonna retire this year. Big Fatty. We want to congratulate her on that. But, anyway, y'all, I did get up about, before 7:30 and, had my coffee. Y'all, I didn't eat my broth because I had one of those, Boniva wafers, or whatever it's called. What are those things called? The little cracker things. It's the blueberry flavored Boniva. Is it? It's not Boniva. What is it? It's something like that. Anyway, I got dressed after Miss Gail King. Y'all had no problem with the Sudoku today, and I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all did sort of a just inside Fat Acres walk today, and I did close my nipple size ring. But I don't know if I told you this or not yesterday. Y'all, I ate about half a bag of those sesame sticks that Mr. Cackle sent to me. Y'all, they're good. And after my nipple size, I got my share and Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit? No, I don't think so. I meant to do this on I say Tuesday night, but y'all, I forgot. I started a couple of loads of clothes while I was taking my share and everything, and then I was off. I was off to have lunch with the ladies that lunch. That'd be Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, they had a special today. It was the Irish. What are those called? Irish Benedict. And y'all, I said that sounds pretty good. Y'all, it was an English muffin, topped with the cone beef and your eggs. I got mine scrambled, and then there was a cheese sauce poured over it, then you had your brofkus, Irish potatoes. And y'all, it was real good. And so had that. Olive had the same thing. Miss Kitty had the handcrafted hamburger. Anyway, there was that. And y'all, after we ate, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, we ready. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as a new on Hump Day, I was off to the Von's East. Y'all, didn't have a whole lot on my list today, but I was able to spend some money. Y'all, they had the little snack-size cookeries and buy one, get one free. So, y'all, I got a bag of the Nutter Butter Peanut Butter Sandwich Cookeries. They had sour cream on sale, so I got a tub of that. Y'all, I've decided that this Friday we're going to have appetizers. It's appetizer night at Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, I'm going to have the French fried potato bar and maybe some, I've got some, other little things in the freezer that I'm going to just whip up in the big Fatty. In the Aya fryer, and who knows, maybe there'll be some chicken tenders or something like that, too. Who knows? We'll see. Y'all, I got a squirt bottle of the cooktop cleaner. It was on sale. Y'all needed another roll of wax paper. You know, that's what I use when I reheat things in the radar range. Y'all picked up a couple of sweet onions. Y'all, I got a bag of Brussels sprouts. Y'all thought I might make those for Friday night, too. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, nothing says finger food like Brussels sprouts. Well, too bad. Y'all picked up a half dozen eggs. They had the mustard. The mustard was buy one, get one free, and I had deplenished my reserve, so I got that. Y'all, they had, what is that? That is... Y'all, you know, Mr. Cackle sent me the sesame sticks, and y'all, they look like they came in the area of the store where they have the store packages up different goodies and things like that. And y'all, I looked, and that's where they were at the Von's East. So y'all, they had the plain sesame sticks, so I thought I'd get those and do a little taste test with Mr. Cackle's. I like Mr. Cackle's better, but it's nice to know that they have them. Y'all, they had the pepperoncini on sale, buy one, get one free, so I got a bottle of that just in case there's some Cajun Marys in my near future. Y'all, they had some new crackers. It was the Quaker rice cake crackers. This was sea salt and lime flavor. I got cut pot. I don't know what that is, but I got it. It was on sale. Big Fatty, the music's over. I see that. You ever had the Green Giant antioxidant vegetables on sale? So I buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all got some. They had the Kraft shredded cheeses on sale. Y'all, I've got so much cheese in my freezer. I don't ever have to buy cheese again. But I got some more. Y'all, they had cube steak on sale. So I got that. And y'all, they had the Land O'Lakes sliced cheeses. I had a coupon, a good coupon on those, so I picked up a package of Pepper Jack is what I got. Y'all have spent $41.43, but I saved $21.90. And Big Fatty, you ran out of music a half hour ago. Y'all, I figured out what the EC cut pot was. Y'all, it was the extra crispy crinkle cut potatoes for the French fried potato bar. Big Fatty, thank goodness. Y'all, yesterday, I got a package in the mail. Y'all, it's from that Sam in the Hinterlands, but it is addressed. It is addressed to the Pride 48 suits. And so, y'all, the suits are having a meeting Sunday night, so I'm going to wait and open that up on Sunday night with the suits because I don't have any idea what it is. It was an unexpected surprise. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the other unexpected surprise was got up on Thursday morning, no, on Wednesday morning, and y'all, sitting there in my bank account was my $1,400 stimulus check. Big Fatty, you must have poked the bear. Well, maybe I did. And speaking of poke the bear, y'all, I heard from Holly that a couple of the new figurines, Poke the Bear figurines that I wanted had come in. And so, y'all, he's sending those carrier pigeon to me. And so looking forward to getting those. But y'all, the other thing, I got in the e-letters when I got home from the Von's East, put my provisions away. And y'all, I had gotten... The electronic documents for my tax returns, and so y'all, I have signed those and sent them off to Uncle Sam, and so y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. pay attention.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Jay the Haunt Cub. And Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. You've really stepped up your game since social question month. You back on the right track. Yo, I thought I had a Bacon Theater thing from Steve the Tater, but y'all, I couldn't find it. So anyway, y'all, speaking of Steve the Tater, y'all, he called me a monster for eating on yesterday's little show. But y'all, rather than play the voice letter number, y'all, we've been held in suspense for the conclusion of Miss Bacon's phone calls from yesterday.
So he's on the phone with the lady, and she tells him who she is or whatever, what she's calling about or whatever. And he gets to talking to her, and he's just like, you know, is there any way that, you know, we can just forget about this? I understand it's the court's job to make me whole and whatever. And I start laughing, and I go, make you whole? I said, I'm the one who paid the $250 deductible. You didn't pay a dime, so there's, like, no part of you that is not whole. I said, so when you transfer the money for your cell phone, go ahead and just throw that $15 in there too. But anyway, now, okay, so anyway, he tells the lady, he's like, he says, I'm sure Joseph has, you know, come about and grown up a little bit and has probably changed his ways and is probably, you know, just trying to make a living or whatever, you know. And the lady goes, no, actually, he's got about 9 other judgments here against him. And so Derek's like, well, I still would be interested in a way that we could just write this off, expunge this, get rid of this debt, not make him pay. I'm okay with not getting this $250 from 7 years ago or whatever it was. So he graduated in 2014. The car was a 2009. So it was probably 10 or 11 years ago that this happened. And so anyway, the lady says, okay, if you just come into our office. And he's like, yeah, I can't do that. So anyway, he is going to get this check. And then my motorcycle friend, the Sassy's in Rapid City or whatever, I think what I'm going to do is give her a call and say, hey, because she works for the state's attorney's office or whatever, is there any way you can help us to just, you know, let this guy off the hook or whatever for that debt or whatever. But anyway, it's funny how it was a funny conversation where we were just like, oh, you know, this guy, this kid just made some bad decisions back then ago. But anyway, was it funny? It wasn't funny. It was kind of sad. It was funny. It was endearing. And it was sad. It was all of the above or whatever. But anyway, we definitely don't need the guy's $250. Certainly don't need his $250 if it's going to trickle in $15 every 2 or 3 years for the next 20. So, all right. Well, that would be $300. Mathematician. All right. So anyway, it was funny. Goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie. Oh, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for finishing up that story. It was just a thought-provoking, and it was definitely worth coming back for the climax. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. No, not that kind of climax. But Miss Bacon, I know half two-thirds of it was played yesterday. But y'all, I still don't understand. There were about 8 different stories in there, but they were all resolved. And we know Miss Bacon doesn't need $250, is what I heard. So, oh, dear God, see y'all, I hope you. Miss Bacon, I love you to death. Love you to death. And keep them coming. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, the Weather Rat has issued a first alert weather day today. We're supposed to have strong storms coming through. I think Tim and James and Tim got them on Tuesday night. We're getting them on Thursday. So, y'all batten down the hatches. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix Minus little show. You know, that's all about cooking with algebra. And Daniel,
he's the god of mischief. That's what he does.
Oh, Well, let's whip up some mischief and see you tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website.
Big Fatty, that was the worst ending ever. You just, you fucked it up in the beginning, calling them hellos, and the ending, it just, none of it made any damn sense. Well, it was Big Fatty, it was just ruined. That's exactly what it was. Yes?
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.